Dan Hallstrom, USMEF Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, discusses a new USMEF initiative that seeks to identify opportunities for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb products in West Africa. The region was selected because of its large population and rapid economic growth.
The countries that are part of this project are Angola, Benin, Gabon, Ghana, Nigeria, the Republic of Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Togo. So you have over 300 million people in this region of Africa. And you also have dramatic population growth and dramatic GDP economic growth, averaging between 5 and 8% growth. Those are numbers from last year. So what's driving this? A lot of cases, it's natural resources. Gold, diamonds, natural gas, offshore oil drilling. They're resource-rich, but expertise and manufacturing poor.
Hallstrom says domestic meat production in the region cannot keep up with growing demand, and he sees rapid growth coming to the modern supermarket and restaurant sectors.
They do have domestic industry, but it's small. It's antiquated. The potential is mind-boggling. I was in Ghana 3 weeks ago, and it's very apparent to me that if these economies continue to grow, they're going to be almost totally dependent upon imports. Most of what's going in on the imported beef and pork side are the variety meats. It's beef feet, sinew, snoot, lips, ears, tripe, masks, this sort of thing. And the vast majority is going into the traditional wet markets. Modern retail makes up such a small portion of this region today, but it's there. Everyone was very upbeat about the future of retail and HRI development down the road.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.